like this English movie, because tonight, go to Hawaii, many brothers and sisters were sick. One brother, because of his diabetes, his feet was amputated. I was so sad to see. He was in bed for about 3 years already. Anyway, once upon a time there was a deaconess. When she was praying, she saw a vision of burning fire. Then the burning fire vision, yeah? In the book of Exodus, yeah? Burning bush. Burning bush vision. And then she asked us, what does it mean? I said, really, thank God, the Lord is very merciful. Yeah? You guys are suffering. The Lord is suffering with you. So everybody's very comforted. So I start to love to sing this hymn all my life. Our Lord is leading us. Even though we may not know, because we are in pain, but it's true, no matter what, we can see God's pillars of clouds and pillars of fire. He's always in front of us. It's only up to us to choose to follow Him or not follow Him. Since we are being sent, He leads us all the way. Well, can you talk about under the Lord or under the sun? Not under the Lord, but under the grace. This is in the ark of God. This is the sun. Huh? For those has been fulfilled by Jesus Christ. This one, of course, Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, including this one, yeah? But this one, Jesus live up to the heart level. Not only you don't do it with your hands, yeah? You don't steal in your heart. Not only you do not commit adultery with your feet, but if you see women with your eyes and you have lustful eyes, it is already commit adultery. So the Lord does not only fulfill it, the law fortify the law. Not only fulfill the law, but fortify, make it better, strengthen it, make it a way it's easy for you to do it. Right? This is called fortify. Huh? So, if you live under the law, you got to abide, meet thousands and thousands of details of Mosaic law. You got to abide whatever recorded in Torah, the five books called Torah. Yeah. Recorded, you got to do it. Anyone impossible. Jesus Christ come here and say, just do two things. Yeah? Be born of water and be born of Holy Spirit. That's it. Period. Later on, even Holy Spirit, you can be rely on the power of Holy Spirit, you can finish the journey of your life. That's why we should not live under the law, but under the grace. If anybody choose to live under the law, he is doomed. If anybody choose to live under the grace, the sin have no dominion over him already. Why? Let's turn to Romans 8, 1 to 4. Okay, this is all we are talking about God's grace, huh? And this is, of course, through faith we can attend this, huh? We read it already, but let's read it again. This is very important, verses. Chapter 8, verse 1. Romans 2, please read.
Verse 1. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2.
No condemnation. You are seeing no dominion over you anymore. No condemnation. Yeah? Verse 2.
Verse 2. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
The law over here, the law of sin is binding power. The law has binding power. Law of sin means that sin has binding power. Law of death means that death has binding power. Right? If people is addicted to sin, it's binding. Binding to the sin, law of sin. Binding already. This law is binding power, yeah? If anybody have the Holy Spirit, this is Spirit of life, this is powerful, you are able to break through the binding power of sin, break through the binding power of death. So as long as you have the Holy Spirit, right, you can overcome sin. You can overcome death. So whenever you die, death cannot contain you. You will be resurrected one day. Huh? So all the key that, you know, the key for us to live a sanctified life is really Holy Spirit. Huh? Verse 3, continue reading.
Verse 3. For what the law was powerless to do, he was weakened by the sinful nature. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man.
So God became a flesh, yeah, and take the sin for us. Huh? And then we can have salvation. Verse 4.
Verse 4. In order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled, but before he meet in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
So all the righteousness of the law before cannot be fulfilled, but now can be fulfilled by those who follow Spirit and those who are under the grace. We are able to do it. That is the grace of God. That is, if we obtain faith, live by faith, we are able to obtain this. This is very powerful. So Jesus Christ do everything for us. Jesus Christ has no sin. I know some of you are, or many of you are, read Da Vinci Code, right? We talked about it already. You know, Da Vinci Code, a lot of things is fact, describe a lot of things that are facts. But Da Vinci Code give you the wrong conclusion. Very dangerous book, yeah? You gotta be able to tell what's wrong with this book, even though it's very famous, yeah? Who is Da Vinci? Painter. He painted the picture of the Last Supper. People are saying that if you read the picture of Last Supper carefully, who is beside, among the 12 apostles, one of them is who? Who?
Mary
of Magdalene, standing by Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what Da Vinci. That's why they say that Da Vinci implied that, you know, Mary of Magdalene is the wife of Jesus Christ, right? Now, if you ask non-believer, they will think that Jesus is a Mary man. His wife is Mary. Is it true?
No.
This is not biblical at all. But Da Vinci, people are saying that Da Vinci give this kind of hinting in his painting. And this book, yeah? If you agree with whatever this book says, Jesus is not a holy man. Jesus cannot die for you. Because in these books, they talk about, Jesus has descendants. And the descendants nowadays was protected by some people somewhere in Europe. Huh? And those group of people agree with quote-unquote, 圣婚. To read in English version, what is 圣婚 in English? There's a term. Huh? What is 圣婚? Holy matrimony, yeah? They say that, you know, when the springtime comes, you know, you read the book of Acts, yeah? How they worship idol. They sit down and eat and drink. Get up and have fun, yeah? This is like part of someone is like, you know, they will get together and I don't want to say those kind of words over here, but their proclamation is that, you know, through those kind of group, they were in the springtime, the first day of springtime, they will get together, yeah, and they will fornication, yes, that's good. They will commit fornication in front of people. Everybody will mask, yeah, mask, and they do know who you are and commit fornication, and they think that through this kind of evil stuff, people is able to see God. In the excitement of evil stuff, people is able to see God. And this is performed by those who protect the descendants of Jesus Christ. It implies that Jesus Christ is grieved for this kind of ceremony. When you read these books, right, there are a lot of fat hidden in it. For example, indeed in this world, there are books of Gospel of Thomas. There are Gospel of Phillips, yeah? Mm-hmm. It is true, yeah? Nowadays, Holy Bible only collects Gospel of Mark, Gospel of John, Gospel of Matthew, yeah? But in the society, there are Gospel of what? Other Gospels of Apostles. But people think that maybe those books are, like for example, Gospel of Thomas and Gospel of Phillips, may not be written by Philip or Thomas themselves. It's like hundreds of years later, people use their name to write Gospels. That's why they are not collected as part of canon. Canon. What is canon? Canon. Canon, sorry. Canon, C-A-N-N-O-N. What is canon?
Doctrine.
正典, right? Canon is 正典. How do you say 正典 in English?
Doctrine.
Canon. Well, what is canon? What is the other canon for English?
Doctrine.
Doctrine, right?
Travis. That what?
Doctrine.
Doctrine. Well, anyway, so those books are collected to become canon because, for example, you write Paul's letter, right? Paul says that I signed with my signature, yeah? In those other books, we call it Weijin. How do you say Weijin again? Apocrypha. There are other Apocrypha that is collected as canon. And Da Vinci Code, this book says that they try to make the Apocrypha become canon and try to prove that the canon is Apocrypha. Right? Anyway, this is that. If you read Da Vinci Code, I hope you can distinguish that. If you agree with the author's view, then guess what? Jesus cannot die for you because he will be a sinner. That's my conclusion. Oh. So this book is very interesting. A lot of facts inside, but the conclusion is totally anti-Christ to me. So you have to be very careful. Because over here it says that Jesus became a sinner and died for us and fulfill the law. So the law of righteousness. If you do not, if you say that believe in Jesus, yeah, all you need to do is raise your hand. Actually, you abolish the law. You did not fulfill the law. You know what I'm trying to say? Because if you simply raise your hand to say you believe already, then the blood is not involved in these processes. There is no water baptism. There is no blood involved. Therefore, you got to go through form of water and form of Holy Spirit. Then the law has been fulfilled. The righteousness of law can come to you. If you simply raise your hand, you modify the law, you abolish the law, the righteousness of the law cannot come to you. You understand what I'm saying? Have you understood? Oh. Very, very important. No? So, the key word to live in the new generation, yeah, is truly that you pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Oh. Really, the Holy Spirit can save you. Romans chapter 8 talk about the power of Holy Spirit. Let's read some verses about the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Please read chapter 8 verse 5. 5 and 6. Amen. Amen. Please read. Verse 6, come on, please. So if we mind our flesh, the consequence is death. If our mind is set up with Holy Spirit, the consequence is eternity. Oh. This is the power of Holy Spirit. Yeah? Let's read another one. Verse, we read it before. Huh? verse 8 and 9 of Stan. Verse 8. 9. Let's jump to 11. Let's read verse 8, 16. So you can see, if you close the Bible, you can remember what does Holy Spirit do to us, right? Holy Spirit make us become the Son of God. Holy Spirit make us to give us eternal life. If you rely on the Holy Spirit, you have Holy Spirit, you do not belong to flesh, you belong to spirit already. Then you belong to Christ. And in the last day, Holy Spirit will raise your body into a spiritual body. And all this are from our Lord Jesus Christ. All this you are able to obtain through faith. So that's why we shall live under the grace, not under the law. Brother and sister, some people give analogy, like you play baseball, yeah? You play baseball. If anybody only pays attention to the law, as in his eyes, always focus on the base, yeah? Because you like to have the righteousness of the law. So you want to go on the base, yeah? Because you want righteousness. But you will forget to focus on the ball. The ball is just like, refer to Jesus Christ or Holy Spirit, yeah? But your eyes are focused on Jesus Christ. It's easy, you can hit the ball, you can go on to the base. If you only focus on the base, you are not able to hit the ball. The same thing. Even though you are able to memorize 10 commandments, yeah? Maybe upside down, you can memorize from the number 10 to number 1. I believe many of you can do that, right? You memorize 100 times a day. Does it guarantee you that you can keep 10 commandments? But if you press 100 times a day, do you think that you have more power to help you to abide 10 commandments? I think so, right? So, in experience over here, it's easy for you to understand. Yes, law, you got to understand. You got to memorize it because it can help you to know what is right and what is wrong. But knowing is different from having power. So, let us focus on the ball, not on the best. Let us focus on Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit, not on the law, only. So let us live under the grace, not under the law. If you live under the grace, focus on Holy Spirit cultivation, very simple. Life will become easier. So you know what is our problem? Our problem is that really we do not pray enough every day. We do not pray enough. If you tell yourself, if you truly pray enough in your daily life, right? No problem. Holy Spirit will grieve you if you do not do good. Holy Spirit will, if you do something wrong against your mother, right, will urge you to say sorry to your mom before you are able to go to sleep. Is it true? I think I bear this testimony, and this is true one. This is true one. Really, all you need to do is pray. I see a brother has a problem with his mind, carnal. Actually, he falls into temptation. He has a wrong relationship. And it's only only through email, yeah? They are very close mentally already, this brother, with this sister. But it was a wrong relationship. It's simply wrong in the eyes of God. I won't give you details, right? And this brother pray every day, yeah? Suddenly the Lord tell him that, you've got to end this, wrong mental relationship. When he was driving in the car, Holy Spirit moved him that he cannot drive straight anymore. His head was shaken. Nighttime, Holy Spirit wake him up. You gotta make determination. Just get rid of this relationship. Yeah. So it is all by the power of Holy Spirit. Elam, he had that kind of determination. Because if he cannot give up, he really cannot drive away anymore because the power is so much, it's grieving so much. He can't, end it totally. Yeah? Do not leave anything behind. So you want to be a good person, it is not your power. It is when you pray, the Lord will empower you. That's why Paul says that, God. It is God who enabled him to be a good man, that he was able to be a good man. This is so. we shall live under the grace, relying on the Holy Spirit, not only reciting the law alone. Of course, the law is important, but the more important is Jesus Christ. He is the fulfillment of the law. Let's read another verse. Romans chapter 8, chapter 10. To conclude this lesson, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. Aaron, please read. Aaron. The Christ is the end of law. If you, many other churches explain this verse as the Christ is the terminator of the law. Meaning that, you know, as long as you believe in Christ, right, the law is you can be abolished. But to us, no, the end of the law means that the law lead to Jesus Christ. The law, our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. And the law lead to Jesus Christ is the meaning of the end. No? Doesn't mean the law totally, the Spirit is totally not me, but the Spirit is still there for us to abide. Okay, this concludes this topic. Huh? Now, we just mentioned about this morning. With faith, we can be justified. With faith, we can be sanctified, right? And now we're talking about, with faith, we can be glorified. Huh? This is basically this is recorded in chapter 9, chapter 8 and chapter 8 on the later part of chapter 8. What is the purpose for you to believe in Jesus Christ? Answer. What do you think?
Did you ask me what's the purpose of believing in Christ?
Yeah.
So we can be saved.
Can be saved, yeah? We can have future eternity, yeah? Thank you. Jesus, I think the two things for us to believe in Jesus Christ is that number one, we have peace in this world. Number two, we can have salvation in the future. So, before Jesus Christ goes to heaven, Jesus Christ asks for glory. That is heavenly glory. When Jesus was working on earth, right, he seldom seek for his own glory. But before he died, he said, Lord, give me the glory that be prepared for me, no? Let's turn to John chapter 17. John 17. Verse 1. This is very odd because Jesus never asked for glory prior to this time. Verse 1. Jennifer, please. The hour has come. He's going to die on earth. Before you die, really, you want to ask God, God, please give me your glory. Before Paul died, Paul says that there's a crown of glory waiting for me. Because glory is very important. You know what? And the children of God shall receive the eternal glory by our faith. Yeah? How do we do that? Huh? The Bible teaches. Huh? Please turn back to Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans 8:17. Here talk about we shall have the glory with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jonathan, would you please read? 8:17.
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
We are the children of God because we are baptized. We receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit confirms that we are children of God. And we indeed truly are children of God. Jesus prepared his kingdom for us. We are heirs. And when we suffer with him, we will receive glory with him. So let me ask you, by reading this verse, what is the precondition to receive glory?
Suffering.
Suffering. Do you like suffering? Nobody likes suffering. Everybody likes glory. But if you do not have suffering, how can you have glory? If you do not study hard, how can you have degree? If you do not pray hard, how can you touch Jesus Christ? Right? No pain, no gain. Right? Jesus said this, huh? I like this. Let's read Luke chapter 24, verse 26. Debbie, would you please read?
In Chinese, 岂不是应当的吗?
Is that right? Is that is it not right? 岂不是应当的吗? 是不是应该这样子的吗? The Christ will suffer and then you will enter into glory. So this is a natural process, yeah? So again, no pain, no pain. So we need to suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ. But how can we suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ? How do you, as your age, suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ? Turns. How do you suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ? Hmm? Yeah.
How? A lot of ways, I guess, but I would say being Christian, suffering ways. Think so?
It's too general. Be more specific. How do you suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ? You know,
to be his disciple?
Huh?
To be his disciple? No?
Yeah, come to NYDS, right? You suffer, then you, besides come to NYDS, what else? How do you suffer so you can have glory? Huh? Resist temptation, yeah? Is resist temptation a suffering? Yes, it is a suffering. So we shall suffer with the Lord in order to gain it, yeah? How do we suffer with the Lord? I mean, I know there's many things you can think about how do you suffer with the Lord. But you want to suffer with the Lord, but how do you do that? Because it is not easy, yeah? How do you can make sure you do this? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. I think this is the key, yeah? 8 verse 18. You need to do comparison. 8:18. If you truly understand these truths, you can do that, no? Roger, would you please read?
Verse 18. I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be given to us.
Brother, sister, you gotta compare that if you truly can, you know, you know it's very suffering. I know it's very suffering for you like to resist temptation right now, right? But you can truly compare with the suffering and the future glory. You understand future glory is so wonderful that you can temporarily sustain your suffering. The Bible gives us some comparison, no? Number one, use the time to compare. The suffering is what? It's present, huh? Is it? And the glory is what?
Future.
What?
Future.
Well, we don't like this. We like our present. We like our glory now, right? We don't like future. But it's not a damn comparison, huh? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. Not a comparison. Tell us, please read. Well, our affliction is what? For a moment? For a moment, and this what? Eternal. Yeah? But think about it, even though it's present, right? But the suffering is only for a short time. Do you think that time fly past? Time fly fast? Suddenly you are so old already, yeah? I'm serious, I think, I see some of you from Toronto.
I cannot remember your name, but I remember your face. It was Andrea's sister. Like, what's your name? Anyway. Like, I remember your face, yeah? When we first meet, you guys go to Whispers for SSC, yeah? So small, yeah? So little. And now you're in college already. I say, wow, like Jonathan and Raymond. I say, you are here already. He said, what gives you know? Oh, it's already so old, you know? You're so old, I mean. Time really flies. See, maybe you suffered something in the past, but suddenly you are so old already. You are, let's say, 17 years old, but in a blink of eyes, you'll become 70 years old. Scary, yeah? Very scary, isn't it? Like, no matter how much you suffer, it's really for a short moment. But think about the eternity. So, it's from infinity to infinity. You can say it that way. If you, one, this side, yeah? Right? Is it infinity this side? From infinity to infinity. Think about how long it is. The glory, how long it is. In comparison. And compare with weight, yeah? The suffering is what? Hey, help Thomas. You just read that verse. Read it again. My Josephine say it's light. The suffering is light, and here it's heavy, yeah? Heavy. That's everyone. So if you compare about it, you notice that, oh, then it's worth it for us to suffer with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who say this? Who say this? Who say those words? Paul. How did Paul know that this is so good? How did he know? Huh? He went to the third heaven, yeah? Paul did not say this word without any evidence. He went to the third heaven and he see that, oh, that place is, in the spirit, he can see that, oh, that place is so wonderful. Paul wrote so many books, but he cannot find a term describe the goodness of heaven, heavenly kingdom. He cannot find any word he can use to describe heavenly kingdom. Far beyond better. But Paul, in his life, what did he do? What did he suffer in his life? How many times he has been beaten? Huh? How many times he has been whipped? 40 times minus 1. How many times he has been what? 40 times minus 1. How many times he has been stoned? One time. How many times he has been... How many times his ship has been wrecked? Is a ship broken? 3 times. How many times he was floating in sea? It cost one. Luckily, 3 times shipwrecked, he was in sea. Can you use our generation's word to describe Paul? Meaning that Paul has been in airplane crash for 3 times. Paul has been kissed a bullet once. Yeah, I got stoned, right? Nobody stoned anymore. Everybody came in bed, no more stoned. Yeah. So, you know, there's terms like that. And even though after he got stoned and shipwrecked, or nowadays airplane crash, got saved, he says that the suffering is short and light. And he went to the heavenly kingdom. It's far better. So he did not say this without experiences. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you are able to sustain the suffering now in NYDS, temptation, whatever, yeah? Because you are looking forward to that future glory. Let's continue reading Paul's opinion. Let's turn to our verse, Romans chapter 8. Chapter 8 is that I consider, I think. He considers, he thinks, because he has experience, yeah? Verse 18, oh. The suffering compared with the future glory, nothing mind. Don't worry about it. Verse 19. I think reading it. Alex.
19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the Son of God.
20. Talk about the suffering.
creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who was subjected to hope, subjected in hope.
See, you think our suffering is that we live under vanity. Why? Because Adam sinned. The world has been cursed. We live in this cursed world. So everything becomes futile. So that's why Solomon said, vanity, 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 everything is vanity. Huh? Sometimes we do not we cannot imagine how beautiful is God's creation. Huh? An elder went to Hawaii with me. Huh? And we went to Maui. And we are patrolling. We went to the
Iao Nido.
Iao Nido, yeah? We were walking on the trail. And by the
Iao Nido,
there were some wild guava. When the elder saw that, because our elder, this elder is very interesting. He paid much attention to eating. He will not eat meat. He only eat vegetable stuff. Yeah. So he saw wild guava. He was so glad, right? He said, "Wow, there's no chemical. Yeah, everything's natural. So eat it." And I buy one and eat it. I said, "Wow, this is so sour." He said, "Oh, boy, this is good." Yeah. And he started giving me a concept. He said, "Look at the environment over here. This environment is cursed because the whole earth is cursed, yeah? Including Hawaii is cursed, yeah? But look at Hawaii, how beautiful this place is. You go there, it's indeed a very beautiful land. You guys are lucky to live over there. Even the land has been cursed. It is still so beautiful. Can you imagine that a land that has not been cursed? How beautiful that Garden of Eden is." I said, "Yeah, that is true, yeah? That is true." So, after human being got sin, we are cursed. We are cast out from that Garden of Eden. Hawaii is still so beautiful. But even though you live in Hawaii, right, you still feel what? Vanity. Because God make everybody, after sin, live under vanity. If people is living without God. Full time, let's talk about suffering. No matter how much you gain your degree, you get a lot of money, you get a good spouse in the future, everything later, without God, everything, you find out that everything is vanity, you know, futile. That's, please read verse 22. Alex.
Verse 22.
This is suffering we're talking about, huh?
Yeah. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors, its birds gang together into man.
All creation, including not only us, all creation was growing, was laboring, was sighing. Really, I mean, after I'm thinking of birds and dogs and lions in the Garden of Eden, they are much heavier than nowadays. You think so? Do you think so? Birds in the Garden of Eden have no fear. Nowadays, does the birds fear you? Birds scared of you, yeah? Birds in the, can you imagine that when Adam was standing over there, birds will come and sing to him. He's not afraid of Adam at all, because he knows that Adam will never kill it. But now then, is there a bird there to see you? To see you, you catch it and... Yeah? Nowadays, animals are living in fright. Think about it, in the flood, all the animals got destroyed, not only human beings. Huh? So animals, all the creation are suffering with human beings too. So all the creation are growing. This is our suffering we're talking about. But now, this is what you can see. But then, the Bible continues to talk about the future glory. Huh? Alex, please read it. Verse 21.
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty.
You know what? One day we will get rid of this corruption. We will enjoy that glory. Verse 23.
23, only that. Not only that, but we also will have the first fruit of the Spirit, then we ourselves from within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
24.
For we were saved in this hope, that hope that is seen is not hope, but why does one still hope for that he sees?
So actually, I know some of you will feel like, oh man, you know, even though we are Holy Spirit, yeah, but still we live under suffering and labor, toil and labor. Even though we have help of Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ said, did not ask ask us to live aside from the world. We still live in the world. And in the world, there are difficulties, and we are not exempt. So you see, Christians also have cancer. Christians also have car accident. Christians also will shot by guns accidentally and die. All the suffering you see that occur to Gentile people occur to you and to me too. Your family member, like, listen to your testimony. Some of you also struggling to have lunch, to eat when you go to school, when you were young. It all applies to everybody, right? So really, a lot of people is hoping one day the Lord Jesus will come and we can live in that immortal world. I know a sister. She is old already. At that time, I think she was 80 years old. One day when she was in bathroom, yeah, she collapsed. And nobody know that she collapsed. She like lost her, she like, what? 就不知觉了啦. Lost consciousness, did not aware of it. And suddenly a wind blow by, she wake up. She has been lying on the bathroom for 4 hours already. And nobody know. She was brushing her teeth suddenly. And after she wake up, she was crying. Huh? We asked her, why are you crying? Is it, do you cry because nobody know that you are here because all your family members are working? She said, no, I'm not crying for that. I'm crying that why the Lord do not allow me to continue in that stage so I can go back home. I need to return back and continue to live in this world. I said, wow, what kind of phrase is this? Amazing, yeah? The old sister is looking forward to that glory stage that he can be our Lord Jesus Christ. Because indeed, if a person died, he rested with his labor. Huh? He rested with his labor. Human being, to live in this world, to a lot of toil and labor, too much troublesome. Huh? So a lot of people is looking forward to that glory to come. Now, if we truly hope for our glory, the Bible says that we need to wait in patience. Huh? What does it mean by patience? Let's read Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Joe, would you please read? So the patience shows that you keep commandments of God and the truth of Jesus Christ, huh? So your brother and sister, I know that sometimes you are very suffering too, yeah? Maybe it's mentally, maybe it's a family, maybe it's other things that in your life. But please, we have hope of glory. You have, need to be patient to keep the words of God. When you go patient, you have to do with the commandments of God, huh? To continue to be a good Christian no matter what. No matter what. Even people put a gun under your head. No, do you want to be a quick Christian? What did you say? You need a patient. What would you say? You will be a good Christian. No, this is a true story. I'm not asking you. You all hear the Fargo story. Fargo. Fargo. The high school in Fargo. Huh? It's a Red Lake in Fargo, Red Lake. The high school shooting. You hear the story? No? What is that? I think I shared with some of the brothers and sisters in Southern California. It's in Fargo, yeah? Yeah, the high school student, the big guy have like two homes of table, yeah? And wear black, yeah? How do you call it? That kind of church coat. Wear black pants, black shoes, and took a gun to the school, right? Remember that story? And I read Times Magazine. There was a classroom, yeah? And the teacher asked everybody to go to the back and touch yourself, hide, yeah? And there was a guy, of course, a girl, hey, you hide behind me. Oh. And the girl, like, gave up her eyes, and her eyes just touched with the killer's eyes, yeah? And she has a chilly feeling, yeah? And the eyes she has a finish, and she hide behind another boy. And then when the big guy came in, the teacher talked to that big guy, you know, try to calm him down and say, the Lord be with us. The Lord be with us, yeah? And this guy did not believe it. No, he has a devil home. Bam, the teacher just shoot, the teacher gun. And then he turned his gun to another boy. Do you believe in Jesus? What did he say? No. So he turned his gun away. Bam, 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 bam. Four people die. Suddenly that girl who was hiding behind a boy feel like, oh, some warm feeling and weight feeling on her chin, yeah? He look at it. It's the blood of the guy who protected him. In front of him, that guy got shooted. God was shooted. When I read that story, of course, it was a very sad story. But I started to think about one question. If that boy come to your classroom and be pointed coming at your head, now it's your turn. Do you want to believe in Jesus? What is your answer? You say, no. Okay, you shoot the other person. You say, yes, Ben. Right? In that kind of occasion, I don't know what your response will be. But of course, this is a very extreme example. There are a lot of more ordinary examples in our daily life to test you. Are you going to be a good Christian or you want to give up on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we can have choose. But the Bible says that we have hope of future glory. Hope of future glory. Even the extremist of the Muslim, yeah, they dare to unplug the bomb and blow themselves up with the other person. But we are not doing that for our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we be more patient, take the suffering for our Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that we have future glory? This is something that we got to think about. Now, how do we... 20 minutes. Now, next section we are going to talk about. Actually, we are live under grace. Yeah, we have help. God will not leave us to obtain the glory alone. When we say we can be glorified, it is live by grace. Next section.